USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Democrats have delivered an article of impeachment to the Senate, beginning the process of a trial for former President Trump on a charge of incitement of insurrection. Senators will be sworn in as jurors Tuesday, with the trial beginning the week of February 8th, something Senator Tom Cotton maintains is unconstitutional. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that the Senate has many other priorities to deal with.
I don't think this trial, though, is within the Senate's constitutional authority. The impeachment power is designed to convict and remove office holders from office. The Constitution explicitly says it applies to the president, the vice president, and civil officers. Now, Donald Trump is none of those. He is a private citizen, and I think most Americans are going to think by the middle of February it's very strange that the Senate is spending its time trying to convict and remove from office a man who left office almost a month ago. There are many other pressing priorities on which we could be focused.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
A federal judge in Texas asked the Biden administration Monday to clarify a recent order halting certain deportations for 100 days as part of a lawsuit from the state of Texas. That suit is seeking to block the deportation pause. Former Acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan tells Newsmax TV that the policy order is trying to set priorities for law enforcement.
The memo, the White House-driven DHS directive that went out, by the way, by another acting DHS secretary that didn't have a single conversation with any of us before the letter went out, it talks about deportation, but there's much more than that. It talks about the priority that I should use on who they're going to apprehend. So think about it. If you limit lawful deportations, limit ICE's ability to go out and apprehend those here illegally, the end result, of course they're going to have to release people in our custody. The memo talks about convicted felons for aggravated felonies. Convicted. It doesn't mention if you're just charged.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
President Joe Biden issued an executive order Monday aimed at boosting American manufacturing. Jeremy Scott has the story from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
The president signed an executive order Monday to revitalize America's manufacturing industry.
Under the previous administration, the federal government contract awarded directly to foreign companies went up 30%. That is going to change on our watch.
The executive order directs the federal government to increase its purchases of American-made goods and remove loopholes.
Today, I'm taking the first steps in my larger Build Back Better recovery plan that invests in American workers, unions, and businesses up and down the supply chain.
About 540,000 factory jobs have been lost since last February. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And the NBA and its players' union are reportedly in talks to hold some form of an All-Star game in early March. The game, originally scheduled for mid-February in Indianapolis, was canceled as part of the league's agreement to finish last season and delay the beginning of this season. ESPN is reporting that Atlanta is the current favorite to host the game on March 7th, in the middle of the league's 6-day mid-season break. A potential game isn't expected to feature any of the fan interactions that have been a pivotal part of past All-Star weekends. And the director of Arizona's Spring Training League is asking Major League Baseball to delay the beginning of spring training. In a letter to Commissioner Rob Manfred, Executive Director Bridget Binsbacher cited the high rate of COVID-19 infections in the Phoenix area as a reason to wait until March to bring teams in. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.